Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment's brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Tango over to your telephone and call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630. You may have a question about selling. You may have a question about product identifiers. You may have a question about the new seller standards that go into performance standards that go into effect this weekend. You just may want to tell us, you may want us to dish your listing. We just had a very successful listing dish, didn't we, Lee?
My gosh, yes. Before the end of the show, they went and changed it and brought themselves up to a 5.
I've never seen that on the show before.
That's so fantastic. Thank you.
So this is theatrical head to toe. They sell makeup, theatrical makeup, and they improve their photos after our dishing. For those of you who don't know, when we dish a listing, that's somebody gives us an item number, we look at their listing, and we tell them what we think they're doing right, but then we gently critique what we think needs to be improved.
Gently.
With big smiles. And we never get catty.
And you know who else never gets catty? Mike from Cincinnati.
Oh, Mike. I know.
Known as Zippy 10 on eBay.
Segue.
Thank you, Mike.
question. I like to save my customers some money by combining shipping.
Of course.
And I'm wondering, with global shipping, can you send an invoice to a buyer of 3 separate products?
No, not currently.
Okay.
There's a project on the roadmap for making it possible to combine shipments from global from a single buyer, but you can't send them an invoice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the buyer able to combine the shipping on their end?
No. And I'll tell you why this becomes an issue. The logistic obstacles in the way are that with global shipping, the amount, if any, of duties or customs assessed for entry into that country can vary depending on where the item was manufactured and what the item is. So it becomes very complex. If it were 3 of the same item, then it becomes easy, and that'll probably be the first step in any multi-quantity combination. Say I'm selling a bunch of stuff to somebody in Italy, and one is maybe it's an iPhone case, maybe it's some theatrical makeup, and one is a pair of shoes. Guess which one doesn't get into Italy? Shoes, exactly.
Right.
I mean, I'm assuming you thought shoes. It's not like there's somebody else in the room with me.
I walk in my bare feet.
Because Italy has this weird thing about you cannot export shoes to Italy. And I think I know what it is. Italians think they're the best shoemakers in the world. I mean, if you've ever been in Italy, have I told you about this, right? When you go to Italy, the way an Italian assesses your worthiness and whether or not how they're going to deal with you, is they start at the bottom. They look at your shoes. And if your shoes don't pass muster, they throw up their hands and say, oh, you must be American. How nice you came to our country with your horrible shoes. Le scarpa.
Amazing. Another point about this, because I'm kind of curious how this happened. I had a buyer in Germany, mm-hmm. and she bought three similar items, but they weren't the same. They were vintage.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, hang on, I'll send you an invoice. And then I found out by calling eBay customer service, and then they sent me to PayPal, and then PayPal said, no, they can't do that.
Was this for global shipping?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't send an invoice for global shipping.
Right. But I went in, and I used the eBay calculator to figure out what it would cost.
No. You mean to send to Kentucky?
And the only reason I'm telling you that is because somehow all 3 items wound up getting paid for at the same time for that lower shipping cost that was exactly what I had calculated through the eBay shipping calculator.
Right, but to go to Kentucky, not to go to the Germany.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. It's confusing.
Would the person have somehow, I mean, would she have put it in a shopping cart? Or because I was trying, I even asked her and I didn't get a response, but I was curious how they did get combined.
Probably it was a shopping cart purchase.
Okay. Because she was pretty sharp on, she seemed to be pretty sharp on how she did things. So, but anyway, it all worked out well. And because I was going to wind up sending her the three separate shipments, and just because I had told her I was going to try to send an invoice, I was going to refund a bit of her shipping just because.
No, you mustn't do that. You mustn't ever issue a partial refund for a global shipping. Don't.
Oh, really?
So here's the thing, and I know it sounds counterintuitive because we always talk on the show about how you should be customer-focused to make your customers happy and do what your customers like. Global shipping is a little bit different. Because of the nature of how the charges are assessed and then by eBay assigned to the buyer on their end, and then that goes to eBay, not to you, you do not want to issue partial refunds for any part of the transaction, including any overages for shipping. Just don't do it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm glad I called in about this because I did not know that. So you always learn something on eBay Radio.
Yeah, I'm hoping someday I will.
You will. Just keep listening to me, darling.
Babe, I've learned over time. Don't argue with me.
Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Oh, jeez. So I actually have a guest in the studio.
Oh, you do?
Who won't come on the air. That's okay.
Oh, it's not a drop-in?
No. Well, it's somebody from Vermont, an old friend from Vermont.
Oh, an old friend.
Not old that she's old. She's a friend that I've known.
Oh, hello, friend from Vermont.
We used to have a cabaret.
Tell us about Griffin, Vermont.
No,
we want to know what he was like back then.
No, her mic doesn't work.
What did he do?
No, the mic is broken.
Was he a good guy, a bad guy?
Yeah, bad guy. We had a cabaret act together.
You did?
There was three of us, yeah. It
You're
was Mary
kidding.
Ellen, myself, and a woman named Virginia.
So who's in there now?
Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen?
Mary Ellen is a piano player.
Yeah.
Accomplished musician. You knew I was going to talk about this probably. And she taught at our high school in Vermont, in the music department for years.
So what cabaret act did you do?
Choir is her.
What did you do?
We did a bunch of like pop songs and some unusual stuff. It was fun. Don't you think it was fun?
Yes.
Yeah, it was fun. We had a good time.
But she won't come on microphone.
I don't know.
Hello.
Yeah. It's on now, babe.
We're nice people.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. Yeah, somebody,
now, Mary Ellen knew me before I was Griff again.
So, Mary Ellen.
Yes.
So, what was he like, babe?
Oh, geez.
Here's what I think. Can I tell you what I think he was like?
Sure.
He was a jerk.
Very musically inclined.
Oh, absolutely.
Very opinionated.
Yeah, well, goes without saying.
Stuck out in a crowd.
Perhaps.
Know it all.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Big head.
She's being calm.
He was confident and he had a lot of ability.
Yeah, what happened to all that?
He was confident and had a lot of ability and knew it.
Gorgeous voice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's gorgeous, he doing? Gorgeous. What's all that noise?
He's rattling around.
I don't know. I was looking for something. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm distracted now. So
well, we're very happy to have you here with us. And, you know.
Thank you.
So Mary Ellen's son works at a local tech company here, and she comes out to visit him from Vermont, and that's great for us because we get to see each other because we hadn't seen each other for quite some time. So.
Years and years and years.
Years, yeah, exactly. But you haven't changed a bit.
Oh, yeah.
I, on the other hand, have no hair left.
So we have a contact us.
We do?
Yeah, Barbara from Clarksville, Maryland.
Mm.
And her eBay ID is BNG5591.
BNG.
B is in boy, N is in Nancy, G is in great.
Right.
5591. Could you talk about the traffic information available?
Traffic
she wants to know what things are, like, for instance, listing impressions. And Griff, I found a place on eBay where you can find all that information out.
Mm.
It won't let me cut and paste. So may I please read a rather long URL?
Yeah, go ahead.
Pages.ebay.com.
Yeah.
Slash. Help.
Help!
Slash. Sell. Slash. We're almost finished.
Yeah.
Listing-analytics.html.
Yeah.
So if you can find that, yay! I can't cut and paste the URL into the chat room for some reason.
So how did you find that? Where did you go to find that?
I went to Google and.
And you typed in what?
And I typed into Google impressions on eBay. What are impressions on eBay? Because I wanted to see if they're the same thing as impressions in radio sales, and they are. So I will tell you right off the bat that impressions are the number of times your listing appears to potential buyers in a search.
Right.
Okay.
And that information's now being served up in the seller hub, the new seller hub. So that's maybe where they're seeing it.
Right.
Right.
But, you know, there's information on eBay that tells you how to read all these things. So,
right.
And the next thing they want to know is click-through rate. Listing page views.
Well, that's all there.
The click-through rate is click-through is the number of clicks divided by the number of impressions.
Right.
So a higher click-through rate. This is just like radio. A so higher click-through rate is better, meaning members are more likely to click on your item when they saw it in a search.
Right. So the impression is they see it in a list of search results. The click-through is then they click on it.
Yeah.
So these are steps to getting to the item. Of course, the best thing is when they buy something.
And then sell-through is the number of items that sold divided by the number of clicks for your listing. So a higher sell-through rate, of course, is better, meaning that people were more likely to buy your item when they clicked to view your listing.
Exactly.
So, there's this. All of these definitions are on eBay.
Yeah. They're there.
Yes.
I hope that answers the question.
Stay with us.
It's time for a break. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Coming up next, this week's very last segment of eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Garrigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread if the customer responds. You have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
When it comes to shipping software, you've got plenty of options, but only ShipStation has been voted the number one choice of online sellers. That's because ShipStation makes shipping faster and easier than anybody else. ShipStation lets you automate and customize pretty much everything, from importing and processing orders to mixing and matching carriers. You can brand shipping labels with your logo, product photos, FAQs, do wireless printing, and a lot more. You can even include a return label. You're not tied to your computer either. ShipStation lives in the cloud and offers the first shipping software mobile app, so you can ship from anywhere, anytime, at the discounted rates you've come to expect. Add it all up, and it's easy to see why ShipStation is number one among online sellers. Get a 30-day free trial at ShipStation.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 358.
When the unexpected happens in your eBay business, you've got to find a way to keep going. Charlene Anderson is known on eBay as top-rated seller, purveyor all things creative. She says don't give up.
There's not a day that goes by in my business that something doesn't go wrong, that problems don't come up, that things just aren't smooth sailing. And that's part of the deal that you sign up for when you sign up to be an entrepreneur. You have to know what you really want. In eBay land, do you really want an eBay business? Because if you do, you'll find a way to move around those obstacles that come in your way if you really want to do it.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And today's final segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
That's your cue.
You're so silly. Okay, let's go to eBayRadio.com and click on the archive button.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Why?
We're going to read events.
Oh, okay. I thought you were kidding.
No. ebayradio.com, click on the
Oh, you want to share this with me?
Yeah, we're going to share it from now on.
Really?
Yes, because my voice is on too much.
Au contraire, babe.
See, every time there's dead air, my voice comes in, and why?
Oh, look at that. Look at the picture you put up.
Yes, we put the older picture up.
Oh, it's so sweet.
And I'm smiling because you said I wasn't smiling.
Well, you don't smile in the photos,
well,
and it's just...
first of all, here's the
everyone
deal.
Everyone wants to know why.
Here's the deal. Here's why. I hate having my picture taken. Hate it, hate it, hate it. That's why I didn't go into television.
No, but
that is the exact reason I'm on radio instead of TV in my career. Seriously.
Well,
I love radio, but beside the point, I hate having my picture taken. And here's what you did.
Yeah.
And I wanted to give you what you wanted, and I wanted to give John what he wanted. You guys were so excited. You came down here with your good camera.
I did.
And you said, set us up, have John bring a tripod. We're going to take pictures in the studio. And you took them after the show was over when I had my headset on for 3 hours, and I had to then put a hat on.
Yes, I know. But that wasn't what was really bad about the pictures.
What was really bad was I was not smiling.
No, what was really bad is the red background just didn't work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had painted those walls that weird red color.
Okay, well, the next time we see each other, then we'll take pictures.
We'll do better ones, right?
Okay, great.
Okay, so you want to start?
Now we're going to go to hover over Seller Resources. And
I'm
then
there.
Click
I'm
on
done.
Seller Events. I'm telling the audience how to
Oh, the audience.
Too.
I thought you were lecturing
you
me again.
Oh, my. Frustrating. Oh,
bicker,
my God.
Bicker, bicker, bicker.
Okay, so why don't you do the first one?
So on February 18th, which I believe is tonight, the SoCal e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen at Ciravello's restaurant in Long Beach, California. It starts at 6 p.m. It goes to 9 p.m. And the topic will be, are you ready to take your online business to the next level? The speaker will be education specialist, top-rated seller, e-commerce coach, and New York City-based actress, and she's terrific, Catherine Terrell. Via Skype.
February 20th, which is Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m., the eBay sellers of the Denver metro area meetup are going to meet up at Perkins Restaurant and Bakery in Denver, and the topic will be the new seller standards and how they'll affect your business. So they want you to bring your questions about the new seller dashboard.
On February 23rd, 2016, the Bay Area e-commerce sellers group here in San Jose will be meeting on campus Tuesday, February 23rd at 7 to 9 p.m. The topic will be Seller Hub update with Griff and eBay team. We'll also talk about why didn't my item sell and more. So it's always fun with this group. They're
oh, I
wild.
Wish I could be at that one, but I'd have to
fun.
Fly up. March 9th, 2016, which is next. Is that next Wednesday?
No.
The Wednesday after that.
Yeah.
Wednesday, March 9th from 12 a.m. to 9 p.m.
That's a long day, babe.
Possibly be right.
Something wrong there. You'll have to look. It's usually 6 a.m. they start, I think, or 6:30. 6 p.m., sorry.
P.m. It should be. Something's wrong with that one.
Yeah.
We'll have to check that one out.
Because that's not a party or a commerce group. That's a That's a camp over.
Really? Okay, a sleepover. We will figure that one out and get back to you.
Anyway, it's at Jimmy's Charhar's house.
And it's on Wednesday, March 9th.
That evening.
Yes.
At Elk Grove Village.
We think 6 to 9.
Boy, I love that restaurant. I'm going to make a trip back out there. Topic is, why isn't this selling?
With Catherine Terrell.
She's everywhere.
By Skype. She's getting around.
Good for her. She's a great talker. On March 10th, 2016, the Raleigh e-commerce and eBay sellers group meetup will happen on Thursday, March 10th, obviously, 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Panera Bread restaurant in Raleigh, North Carolina. The topic will just be a Q&A with fellow sellers. That's a growing group, so if you're in the Raleigh area, North Carolina, you want to check that out.
Then on March 11th, 2016, the Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup.
Tom and Charity.
That's from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Where? At the Eden Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania. And they're going to talk about trade shows and estate sales.
Ooh.
And we got some in April and May. Oh, people are getting them to us. All right.
That's great. We like that. So we'll do more next week.
Yes, we will.
Because we're just about out of time.
That takes us into April.
April.
Much. Yeah.
So just a warning.
Yeah.
After the second week of April to the second week of May, I'm on sabbatical.
I know.
So.
And you and I are going
to. Do what you will.
You and I are going to talk.
We are?
Yeah. Because
about what?
Well, we want to do some theme shows
on theme
Tuesday,
shows,
which you agreed to. And, you know, we want to do that. But we're rethinking doing shows on Thursday while you're gone. It's very difficult for me to do Ask Griffin Lee with no Griff.
Well, you have the CJ. You have other experts who can. I mean, there's smart people on that chat board you can bring on. That
I do.
Can answer questions.
2 hours are a long time when you're Griffless. We'll talk about it.
Are you trying to butter me up?
No, it's true.
Good really?
Grief. Yeah, honey, you're the expert.
Oh, but you can
I'm the entrepreneur.
This.
I'm the serial entrepreneur. You're the expert.
You know, you know more than you think. You, it's not like you haven't absorbed some of this stuff in the last 13 years.
Well, I sit here and I'm quiet because I want to be a submissive woman and let the man...
That's what I was going to talk about.
I want to walk 10 paces behind the man at all times.
We talked about the
actress. That's the kind of woman I am.
The talk show host, the women talk show host, you know, who got younger every year?
Yeah.
So in their defense, and you know this, especially in television, older women aren't given a break like older men are.
I know.
So it makes, you know, it's a sad state of affairs.
It's but true.
Hopefully that'll change. This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. We'll be live again on Tuesday, February 23rd with eBay Radio at 11 a.m. Join us then. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought. Bye.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie, a free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
You already rely on Terapeak for in-depth marketplace research that keeps you one step ahead of your competition. Now, Terapeak can help you source hot products, too. They've teamed up with Alibaba, the premier wholesale marketplace for small and mid-sized business buyers. Choose from more than 3 million quality products from trusted suppliers around the globe. Terapeak's newest tools integrate directly with Alibaba. So with just a few clicks, you can identify and research sales opportunities on eBay. Then source those profitable products right from Alibaba.com. Order as few as 2 items, with express delivery and full tracking. Together, Terapeak and Alibaba are offering eBay sellers a service you won't find anywhere else. That's just another reason why it pays to use Terapeak for your eBay sales. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from t-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.